to the paint off to DeSumo. He left that short. Rebounded by LeVert. Here's Mitchell. He just blew right past Levine. Mitchell to the basket. Wow. Puts it up and in.
Donovan Mitchell show.
What a night.
Epic.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Hoops and Cards. I'm Gary, your host, and I've always enjoyed talking basketball card collection and investing with you, as we like basketball cards. It's a way to stay connected to maybe your favorite sport or one of your favorite players, favorite teams, all that stuff, or to just some of you got into it because you like collecting things, you like being around friends who collect things and having a common hobby. I don't know what got you into it. Maybe it's you got kids and they're like trying to figure out, Dad, should I get some more cards at Target? Or Mom, can I go to the card show this weekend at the IX Center? Wherever you're going. Some of you guys go to those big shows in Dallas and all that stuff. I want to welcome you to today's episode of Hoops and Cards, where I want to talk a little bit about an opportunity for each one of us, no matter what your budget is, to find some very sneaky, stealthy, affordable, cheap deals on some players, really, and some cards that that quite honestly could be diamonds in the rough. There could be prospects and players that right now maybe nobody in the basketball card world is thinking much about, but they have a high upside. Or maybe they're players that the basketball card world is aware of, but the people that are generalists that collect maybe all kinds of things, Pokemon, baseball cards, football cards, soccer, all those things, you know, Formula One, there's a wide variety. If you didn't know this, there are so many. Like, if you listen to the general sports card podcasts out there, like I did, and I still do, like, I love doing that. But often those people that are trying to stay in touch with all of cards and memorabilia and all of what might be in season, they tend to miss out on, or they don't really stay in touch with specifics of basketball card players who maybe some young players that are getting new opportunities, maybe some talented scorers with a franchise that's behind them and wants to develop them to their fullest potential. Maybe it's a unique kind of card that, you know, people don't know much about now, but there's potential that there will be great demand for it in the future. All that to say, what I want to talk to you about today and share with you is the dollar box. The dollar box, or the $2 box, or the 50-cent box. If you go to a sports card shop, an LCS, or if you go to a sports card show and memorabilia show, you might see a bunch of display cases and with a window or a glass case that you open, and you can see cards that are expensive, of well-known players and all-stars and rookie cards and cards that are worth lots of money. People tend to want to put those in very visible, very protected, attractive looking cases, right? Then you might find cards that are just this huge box of 4,000 cards in one box, or 500 cards in one box. And sometimes it's like, they might just be selling that whole box for $20. Or they might have a sign on it that says, any card in this box is a dollar. Any card in this box is 50 cents. I don't say 50, I say 50, 50 cents. Right? Any card in this box is $2. And if you're a seller, you're a dealer, you own a shop, you realize that having affordable entry points for people that want to get into the card market, whether they're 12 years old or 42 years old, that's a good business practice. It's a good approach and a way to connect and add value to what you offer to your customers. Well, that happens all the time at sports card shows. People put out dollar boxes or $2 boxes or $5 boxes. And let me rewind with you to about a year ago, a little over a year ago, the beginning of last NBA season, not this season, but last, you know, the one that's way over here, way over where my right hand is like flailing about on our YouTube channel. Thank you for watching. I'm done flailing about. A year and a half ago, I was looking at prospects from that rookie class that people weren't aware of, people weren't excited about, you know, they weren't in the glass cases. They weren't the graded rookies of LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards and even Tyrese Halliburton. You know, there were the big name players that everybody knew LaMelo Ball, right? Everybody knew Patrick Williams and James Wiseman. They knew the top five players in the draft and they had priced them accordingly. And there was high demand for those guys. But it's the other players that they tend to throw in the dollar box. It's the other rookies from that year that they didn't know much about. Maybe they were picked later in the first round or second round, or they were not even drafted guys, you know. And that's where you start to think about guys further down the draft board. You know, now we might say, well, what about Tyrese Maxey? What about Onyeka Okongwu? What about Desmond Bain and Devin Vassell? What about the rest of those rookies? Well, that, it was at that time where I'm like, I'm going through part of my story, you guys, by the way, again, my name is Gary, host here of Hoops and Cards. Like I'm not the guy that you would come to say, hey, how could I spend $100,000 on card investments right now? Like, no, I'm more budget conscious. I started with a few bucks and a few cards and a separate budget where my wife and family were like, look, we don't have extra money to spend on your cards collection or your cards side hustle, whatever you're hoping to do profit-wise. So I had to start in the dollar boxes. I had to look for guys that I thought, you know what, this guy he's playing well. You know, he's got potential. He can score, or he's going to have a big role on that team because they did draft him high and he didn't score so well. Maybe didn't have an awesome rookie season, so his values may have fallen down. All that to say, I often, in fact, ask my Hartville peeps, I would go to the card show and I would be that guy and put on my reading glasses because, you know, when you hit a certain age, for some of you, it's 5. For some of us, it's different age. I don't know. Like you want to be able to see and read little print and look at lots of shiny cards, you know, and go through and say, well, maybe there's some cards in this dollar box that this seller hasn't heard of that player, or this seller doesn't realize that card he's got in his $2 box is actually selling for $10 or $20 or $30. I've consistently been able to pull cards out of dollar and $2 boxes that I could resell for $10, $15, and $20 on eBay like before I got home from the show. Now that doesn't happen all the time. And when I go to the show, sometimes I do have to look a little further to get a quicker return, like a $5 box of cards, right? Those cards that may be $5 and you find autographed cards of NBA rookies. Serious. Maybe you, obviously you're not going to find your Josh Giddey's in there, but you might find your Trey Mann. You might find your Devin Vassell. What I want to do today for you is give you dollar box all-stars players, 5 guys from each conference. And I'll throw in some runner-ups. But if you want to start out on a small budget and you're going to shows or you're going on eBay or you're even buying in bulk on StarStock or ComC, some of these online platforms, you can use these same principles and look for players and prospect cards that are cheaper than $5, cheaper than $2. Some of them you'll find in the quarter box. Some of them you'll find these sellers that are like, yeah, these are $1 a card. And you're like, well, I picked out 13 cards. He's like, how about $10? Boom, he just bundle-dealed you into a better price on each of those cards. And sometimes you'll find a diamond in the rough. Sometimes you'll find a fantastic player that maybe that you on a team that you like, right? Or a player that you like from a college that you like. Or you've got a buddy who said, in fact, we've got a lot of guys and girls in our Discord, our Hoops and Cards Discord, where we interact. And I'm just going to shout out several of them who 6-8 months ago were telling me, Gary, I've been watching Trey Mann for Oklahoma City, and that dude can score. That guy's fun to watch. Everything that you're saying about Tyrese Maxey, it seems like some of those same ingredients of an aggressive scorer who's young and plays with energy on a team that's going to utilize his skills. Like, Trey Mann's a guy you should look at. And for a while, I was like, yeah, okay, that's great. That's great that you like Trey Mann. No, dude can ball, and tonight he's got like 21 or 23 points in a big game. Oklahoma City is beating the Celtics. Somehow that's happening. It's a thing, people. Giannis had 55 tonight. Donovan Mitchell, 71 points last night. The NBA is so fun to watch. But if you're paying attention, sometimes you'll be aware of these guys that are starting to get more playing time, starting to score more. It's not just one night, it's two nights, and then it's five nights, and then it's 10. And so my guys that I go to a show, like I'm going a week from Saturday, and sometimes I'll go and I'll even say on this podcast, like, hey, if Keldon Johnson is in that dude's dollar box, I'm not talking about NBA hoops paper cards. I'm not talking about way off center Donruss rated rookie cards. I'm not even talking about the Chronicles, Luminance, and all those, you know, smaller side paper versions. I do tend to get picky when you realize that just about every card shop and many dealers put out dollar boxes available for you to go through and look at the cards, look at the condition, take your glasses, the lenses out, and look carefully at them. But you're going to find some treats. You're going to find some items you'll want to just pull out of that box and try to bundle into a deal. But here's my guys from the Eastern Conference players. You know, this isn't going to be a list of already all-stars. This isn't the podcast where I tell you, hey, Tyler Hero, Zion Williamson. Like, no, these are guys that are further down on the depth chart, but I think all of them are young. I think all of their rookie cards are affordable. I think when I've been at the dollar boxes, I've not just found base cards like Optic Rookies, blah, blah, blah. I found Optic Blue Velocities. I found Prism Greens. I found Red, White, and Blues. I found some autograph cards of some of these guys, and I'm like, you know what? I should do a podcast about it. So boom, here we are, our Hoops and Cards, the Eastern Conference. These five I really like. Emmanuel Quickley from the New York Knicks. Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Jarrett Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. A lot of dunks and putback dunks last night on Donovan Mitchell's big 70-10 game. Kyle Kuzma. No longer a one-hit wonder or one-dimensional player. He's doing it all for the Wizards. And OG Anunoby from the Raptors. I guess the Raptors get two. They get two. But as you'll notice, I named guys who have rookie cards, and I really would major on getting rookies out of the dollar box when possible. Rookie cards that are in good condition that you can negotiate a deal of $2 or less, right? That's what we're talking about. So Quickley, Gary Trent Jr., Jarrett Allen, Kyle Kuzma, OG Anunoby in the East. And let me give you some of the bench players. These are players that I think would still be in a lot of dollar boxes, and you might be able to find them. I put Nick Claxton playing extremely well for the Nets on their massive 10-game win streak. Claxton's playing great ball. And if you see Brooklyn in a deep playoff run and you say, I bought some nice Nick Claxton silvers back in January when Gary said so, I bought them for $1 or $3 or $4, and they're selling for 10 or 15 or 20 then, you're welcome, Nick Claxton. Other guys, Rui Hachimura finally playing a lot and playing well. Franz Wagner. And now you're not going to find Franz in a lot of people's dollar boxes unless it's people who aren't really paying attention to the Orlando Magic and they think, well, it's just Paolo's show, and they don't realize, guess who the leading scorer is in Orlando? Franz, you're doing it. Killian Hayes is in the dollar box, people. Guess who's playing a ton while Cade is out and still has a lot of potential as a young point guard? A few older players that have rookie cards in 2014, 2015, and 2016. So I would look for, you can find Bobby Portis, you know, borderline fantasy all-star for the Milwaukee Bucks. You can find Buddy Hield lighting it up for the Pacers every other night. Julius Randle cards are cheaper than they should be. Some of those Julius Randle Prism 2014 rookies that you can still find in the $5 or even the $10 box, maybe you can negotiate them down. TJ Warren, dude is back. Another net who's contributing. And then Jalen Brunson. It's a crime that Jalen Brunson should be in anybody's dollar box anymore, but they are. He is. Let me get to the Western Conference. I want to get through this and then give you some things to do at the dollar box to help you find these players. You know, some of them are, look at the Eastern Conference, and if you're going through an Eastern Conference, you know, the names, and you see Tyrese Maxey and you see LaMelo Ball or you see Trey Young or you see DeJounte Murray in anybody's dollar box, like Jaylen Brown, like pull out the obvious ones, okay? And just consider yourself very fortunate. Sometimes I will at a show find a dealer who he's not trying to make a lot of money on single cards, or he likes to put in his dollar box five or six really awesome cards. So you'll keep digging and buy a bunch of the other, you know, not as awesome ones, and everybody wins, right? But I tried to like not make a list of obvious players and be like, guess what? Pull out the Giannis of the dollar box. Well, you won't get a Giannis rookie in anybody's dollar box. You might get a Giannis silver from this year. You might get a Giannis third year net marvels. You might get any Giannis parallel or any Giannis hollow is worth pulling out of the dollar box and paying a dollar or two for. Let me get to the Western Conference. These are players, I actually enjoy all these players better than the Eastern Conference list. No offense if you are from Detroit or Toronto. The Western Conference, Lauri Markkanen, still cheap. Michael Porter Jr., you know, a lot of people gave up on him because he was a hobby hot name in basketball cards 2 years ago, and they just think he's injury prone and flopped and all that used to be true. Now he's playing great, and he's filling it up for Denver, and the more he plays, the more he's going to get shots, the better he's going to perform. And if Denver makes a playoff run and you got in on the dollar box deals, hey, another guy, Thomas Bryant. Have you noticed the Lakers lately? I mean, LeBron is making the headlines, averaging 36 a game over the last 10. Hello. You're going to find some LeBron, you know, cards from this year in the dollar box. I'd buy LeBron prisms all day long. I'd buy LeBron optics all day long. LeBron court kings and mosaics and selects. Sure, for a dollar. Yeah. And part of that's because I'm a collector, right? I'm a LeBron fan, but also I think those are solid investment cards that everybody's going to want. Maybe they'll want them for $5 in a couple of years, or maybe you'll buy a group of them for a dollar each and sell them all for $20, you know, as a bundle. You do you, right? But Thomas Bryant, alongside LeBron and Russell Westbrook, he's been playing a ton and doing well. My guards from the West are Kevin Porter Jr. Now, Houston, Eric Gordon can complain all he wants about, there's been no improvement. Okay, EG, we know you want out, and we know you're not with the youth movement on a team that has like 4 lottery picks already. And maybe they'll wind up tanking for Victor. I don't know. I don't care. All I know is that Kevin Porter Jr. is averaging 20 points a game, about 5 assists a game, about 5 rebounds a game. He looks great. Looks great as a young point guard. Of course, he has a lot of growing to do. But that backcourt of everybody knows Jalen Green. Jalen Green's expensive and hot name, and I think rightfully so. I've been buying up, well, I should buy, I bought 3 pretty affordable, like pretty decent priced Jalen Green rookies that I thought looked really good. Like the card spoke to me. And so I'm like, that card looks awesome. I'm going to send that into PSA. And I got 2 Jalen Green PSA 10s that I'm going to sell for far more than I paid for them. So that's pretty cool. But Kevin Porter Jr. is playing great. He's another guy like Michael Porter Jr. that people wrote off after, you know, 1 year or so. And the Cavs, you know, gave him up for pretty much nothing. And Houston now has a 20-point scorer who's a 6'5 point guard and 5 assists a game. Anywho, Devin Vassell, he's been my guy lately at the dollar box. As I'm scrolling through the dollar box, often you'll find dollar boxes that have cards that are, I like looking through boxes that have cards in hard plastic top loaders. Can you see that there, YouTubers, right? The plastic, not just the bare card. Those might be the 10-cent box, but the dollar where the guy, the seller, she takes good care of those cards, right? So I've been finding Devin Vassell, you know, with some color, with some rookie card logo. Devin Vassell. Do you know who he is? He's a San Antonio Spur, and I picked up 10 or 12 of these for a dollar or less. A couple of them I might have splurged and gone like $2. I just went hog wild. Boom. But Devin Vassell's a 20-point scorer right now for the Spurs. And I'm not necessarily going to put those up for sale tomorrow. I believe I could and make money off what I paid for them for sure. But they're still in a lot of people's dollar boxes. And there's actually a friend of mine that I see at several card shows. And at the last two shows I was at, she came over to me and she's like, guess what I found? And she held up a couple of Devin Vassell, like shiny silver rookie cards. And I'm like, See, people don't know. People don't know. And part of me didn't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you all my secrets. I don't want to give away all my names. I don't want to say, hey, are you watching Keldon Johnson still? Jeremy Grant? Does that name mean anything to you when you think about 2015 or 2014 rookies? What about Jalen Noel? What about Josh Hart? What about Jaren Jackson Jr.? He's still a thing. And Aaron Gordon. Some people think Aaron Gordon from Denver is going to make the All-Star team this year. He could. He really could. There are players, the guys I listed are from 2013, 14 on, but the dollar boxes right now, you guys, that I would say are like fresh meat, like it's a buffet of awesome opportunities, would be of this current year's Prism rookies, because they've been out for a while. When somebody breaks a hobby box, somebody opens up a new product, like they're going to with Select and then soon Mosaic and all those things, they're going to be looking for Cade Cunninghams. They're going to be looking for Jaden Ivies and Evan Mobleys and all the big names. I would encourage you, if you want to do this, hey, start with a budget, start with a focus that you've got and say, you know what? Maybe you've only got $10 to spend at the card show or $5 to spend at the card show. And you're like, how can I get cards that are of good value for my $5? Well, I would say go in with a number of names in mind and a number of types of cards in mind, right? Your names in mind might be, well, yeah, Cade Cunningham, but no. Who are the more realistic guys to show up in the dollar box? I named a bunch of them, right? But I would add, from this season, I would add Trey Murphy III. I'd add Jose Alvarado. I would add Trey Mann. Whoops, I already did. Like, you can find a list of guys like Quentin Grimes, Cameron Thomas. Like, there are players that have great scoring potential, or they have names that most dealers don't recognize, Alperen Sengun, and you shouldn't expect them to. They're gonna put the Jalen Greens in the $50 card case and maybe mark it up a little bit. But they're gonna take the Alperen Sengun's, another starter, right, in his second year in Houston, who's almost averaging a double-double, who has tons of potential. They're gonna put those in the dollar box, and you're gonna say, I'm going to get those, right? We, as a hobby and here at Hoops and Cards, I love talking about affordable investment cards like that, where you're taking a flyer. These guys are often called guesses, right? We have the four G's of investing: guesses, goods, greats, and goats. And, you know, if you're looking to level up, sometimes you're starting at that level one. I'm starting at the ground floor. Buddy, I've got $10, or I've got $20, or I just sold a jersey on eBay, and I want to use that money to buy some cards that could increase in value over the next 90 days. Like, how else could I tell you? Look for a player that's on a contending team. Look for a player that's rookie cards are still very cheap and affordable. Look at a player who's fun to watch and has some personality. You're going to find that there are always players like that in the NBA. That's what makes it so fun. That's why it's, I almost said it's America's game, but it's just, I love it. That's why we love it. That's why we do Hoops and Cards. So hopefully this helps you guys. I will say this, when you go to the dollar box and you go to a show like this, be ready to spend a little bit of time. There have been times where I've gone through rows and rows of cards in the dollar box, and it's not till like the last half of the last row that I start to find, there's some rookies in there. Oh yeah, there's some base rookies of Jaylen Brown in there, so it was worth looking for, right? Or there's some cheaper brand rookies of Jason Tatum. Like, gobble those up, like, you know, Pac-Man gobbled up ghosts. Like, go get that stuff. Go get the average cards of amazing players, or amazing cards of average players. Go get the young guys who still have upside. You know, Bol Bol, he's still a thing. Mo Bamba, Jonathan Isaac. Now, some of these are like absolute guesses, right? But they're great opportunities right there in front of you. Like, I like having what I'm doing is a prospect time capsule of guys that I found in the 50 cent or dollar box. So yes, yeah, some of those guys might be Jalen Smith and Isaiah Jackson of the Pacers. I've got a guy or two on just about every NBA team that I would say is a good dollar box prospect. Brandon Boston out there with the Clippers, LA Lakers. Austin Reeves is a fan favorite. Kobe White and Patrick Williams are still very affordable. Some dealers don't know who Ayo Dosunmu is, right? And you can find Malachi Flynn's for cheap in the dollar boxes, or OG Anunoby gets underpriced. I could rattle off players on every single team, but I don't want to rob you of the joy of doing your homework. Going and saying, all right, here's the kinds of cards I'm willing to buy. Sometimes that means checking what they're already selling for online. Like if you know that this player, Precious Achiuwa, his Silver Prism rookies are selling for $15 each on eBay on a regular basis, and you find one in the $3 box, boom, buy for three, sell for 15. I just used him as an example. Shout out to Precious Achiuwa. I love that name, man. Like, obviously, mom and dad loved him to call him Precious. But all that to say, I'm just thinking, like, if my parents called me Precious, would I feel? Anyhow, guys, that's all I got for you. Dollar box diving. Do it. Go for it. Have a game plan. But realize there are tons of opportunities. One of my, like, pro tips would be if you're at a show and there's, like, 20 dealers with dollar card boxes, how do I pick the one to go through first? I would say this. I would say do a quick overview of the room. Do a quick glance through a couple dollar boxes so you can see, hey, do they have basketball? Is it recent? Is it good quality cards, not just NBA hoops or Donruss paper or Chronicles stuff that they just want to throw away? Do they have some silvers and some parallels and some optic blue velocities? Do they have some autos, autograph cards, cheap autos of rookie cards? Right? What do they have? And those boxes are the ones I'd spend most of my time digging in, going for the dollar box, baby. Hey, and I want to thank you guys for listening. Shout out to Paul from nooffseason.com. Dude had me on yesterday for the basketball card strategy show. That was a lot of fun. I'd encourage you to listen to that. In fact, I'll post the audio to our Hoops Plus members as we kind of wind that down, and we'll be rolling out a new way to join and be a part of Hoops and Cards Nation, whatever we wind up doing. But we're kind of in the process behind the scenes doing that. Grateful for Basketball Forever. Check out them on Instagram. And guys, I would love to hear about your dollar box deals. What's the best card? Let's do this. What's the best card you found in the dollar box or $2 box at a show or at a shop? Like, I remember, I'm going to humble brag here. I remember like a year and a half ago going through a dollar box and stumbling upon some 2012 Prism cards. And there were three Chris Middletons in that dollar box. It wound up being a $2 box. But guys, I bought them all. I sold two of them for $80 each. It happens. Man, it's a thing. Sometimes I go through the $10 box. A few months ago, I found a $10 deal on a Giannis Antetokounmpo 2019 Net Marvels card that looked great. Sold it for $60 a week later. Like, yes, sir, there are deals to be had. You just have to be astute and looking for them and aware of what players' names might be unknown to the general audience. But you and I, like, we Hoops and Cards gurus, we NBA mavens, we know what we're doing, right? We're not always right. I'm still waiting for Nikhil Alexander Walker to come around. Julius Randle has. My man Julius, that guy is an all-star yet again. He is defying all the odds, taking down all the naysayers and the New York haters. The Knicks are playing well. Julius, dude, I'm just going to shout out Julius Randle. Guys, hope you have a great week. Thank you again for listening to Hoops and Cards. Again, message me at Hoops and Cards on Instagram. Tell me what your dollar box deal is. Or maybe if you want to share a name, you're like, hey, you didn't mention this guy, but what do you think of him as a dollar box deal? And I'll say, pretty good. Let's mention this. I'm going to go buy all those up before I mention them. No, I'm just saying, let me know, right, what you found. Let me know where you're listening from, too. At Hoops and Cards on Instagram, Gary at hoopsandcards.com on email. And yeah, probably be back with you for another episode in a couple of days talking about some other player that had 50 or 60 or 80 points. This is a crazy season. So let's get after it.
LeBron James.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Wizards. What kind of name is that anyway? For a basketball team? The Wizards? What are they? Like magicians in hoods?
Mic drop, turn off the lights. Giannis has done everything tonight at Pfizer.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye then.